There is always a lot of discussion in Queensland about daylight saving, all the pros and cons. Even last week, there was talk of wanting Queensland to introduce daylight saving for the 2032 Olympics, which will be held in July in winter, not even summertime. There are practical, day-to-day business challenges, as well as costs that companies face now when Queensland is out of sync with southern states for half the year. What if there was a solution in plain sight? Graham Brittenden has been on a decade-long crusade to convince the powers that be that he has the solution. Let's hear about it. Good morning, Graham, and welcome to 101.5 FM.
Morning, Debbie.
Graham, what started this crusade?
About 10 or 11 years ago, I read a report that the Chamber of Commerce and Industry had done for Anna Bligh. They did a survey of some 2,500-3,000 of their members. And when I saw the money that was being lost when the clocks were out of sync, I thought, hang on, I think I can do something about that being a bean counter of old. And the other thing I discovered in my initial research is that there's a sector of our state and part of New South Wales from Yeppoon to Wollongong, as far west as Gundawindi and Tamworth, that is not in any time zone. That should have been fixed back in 1898 when Adelaide advanced the clocks half an hour. My project is we must do something to change all that, and moving the clocks forward permanently by half an hour is what my crusade's about.
So it's got nothing to do with retaining daylight saving time.
Let me just share with you a quote that's been attributed to a great man, Buckminster Fuller. You never change things by fighting an existing reality. You change something, you build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. That's been my MO ever since I started this crusade. The real-time initiative, the RTI, is the new model.
What is needed from our politicians to create the real-time initiative?
Well, not much at all, actually. The legislation in each of the eastern jurisdictions is very similar. And Queensland, for instance, has the Standard Time Act of 1894, significant, which defines Standard Time as 10 hours in advance of what used to be Greenwich. It's now called Coordinated Universal Time. All they have to go into that act and change where it says just change the 10 hours to 10.5 hours. That's all they have to do, nothing else.
This is really interesting, Graham. Let's take a quick song break and we'll be back with more straight after that. I'm here with Graham Brittenden and we're talking about a solution about daylight savings in Queensland. Graham, what has been achieved so far?
Very little has been achieved in Queensland. Attempts to correct the chaos and confusion that goes with what we have now started in 1970. That's 55 years ago. I've attended seminars and forums by the people who are allegedly going to change all this. Nothing is really happening at all. Queensland will never embrace the current model, so the RTI that I am proposing is going to make that obsolete. For example, too much oxygen has been wasted trying to make DST fit by changing boundaries, for instance. That was one of the things that came up. This is not a geographical problem, it's a time problem. Back in 1898-99, Adelaide made the change because they were in the same problems. Why didn't they do something about it in Queensland and New South Wales? If they had, the current model of daylight saving would have never seen the light of day, to coin a phrase.
What are the major benefits from the RTI?
There's many. I went back to see what my initial study was all about. The only thing that's changed is the list of benefits, and I've pulled a few of those out. The biggest one, I think, is that there's never more than three time zones in Australia. During the winter month, 80% of the population's in the same time zone, and that increases to 88% when Adelaide, because they'll be the only one, South Australia will be the only ones moving the clocks forward in the summer. The chaos and confusion, the people on the Tweed, for instance, I mean, that's in what are we up to, 2025, and that's the way we're carrying on, it's crazy. Domestic airline schedules will make sense all of the year, not just part of the year. I guess the other thing is that the businesses are going to benefit a lot from doing this. And Canberra, for instance, losses are going to be turned into profits. That's tax that they are losing.
Graham, what benefits for our industry?
I've had some interviews from some of the night crew. The two big problems they have was when there's five time zones and they've got to read five times, they are wasting space. So they tell me that now, if they want to mention the time, they just ask their listeners to look at their clocks, their watches. Have a look at your watch. And, you know, when this is all happening over three time zones as opposed to five, It must help, particularly when all those time changes are going on during the cricket and the tennis, because that 6 o'clock news is very holy. You've got to have a 6 o'clock break. And we have five of those at the moment every night, five times the 6 o'clock news in the southern states.
It's crazy. So what are your priorities now?
ComSec is a very influential body in Queensland, and they had a lot to do with helping get the Olympics to Brisbane. Our mayor, Flannery, is the vice chair of ComSec, and I'd love to have an appointment with him so that I can talk to the folk at ComSec and tell them how easy this is to implement. It's not going to cost a lot of money. It's just going to cost us some good thinking. I've had a great support from a major group, the Australian Industry Group. They are a group, I think we know them as. We would support exploration of any options that might bring Queensland in line with other eastern states, and therefore consider the idea currently being discussed as worthy of serious consideration. Now, that's the business part of it. Talk to the people at Tweed Head who have got appointments in the hospitals in Queensland. They would like something sorted out, I'm sure. So it's open. I need some help, and I think I can get that. In fact, I'm sure I could get it from ComSec, and I asked the good mayor, because after all, it was in one of his divisions in his city that this idea emanated.
Graham Brittenden, you're a local bribey man, but during your quest, you've gained the support of Josh Frydenberg, former Australian Treasurer and now in the Australian Industry Group, and former Bank of Queensland CEO Stuart Grimshaw, and been interviewed for numerous TV channels and newspapers. Thank you for joining us and keeping our community connected and informed. Share the idea and listen again on 1015fm.com.au. What do you think about Graham's solution? Would you be in favour? Head to 1015FM website contact page and let us know.